Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, so Nate Stanley of Iowa. So the Wunderlich test is 50 questions.
It's an IQ test.
And it's 12 minutes. And everybody takes it, and we way overinflate the results of it. But here we are.
Yeah.
Doing it again.
The average since they started doing this is 20. I mean,
average is 20.
For quarterbacks.
Don't a lot of guys not get through it? Like, it's fast, right?
Yeah, you may not get through all 50. It's just how many you get right. So if you can get through all 50, you get through all 50. But, yeah, a lot of guys don't finish it. I honestly can't tell you how many I got through, or I honestly don't remember taking the test and what exactly was on it, other than if you've ever taken an IQ test, it's very similar to that.
Vocabulary, math, and reading.
Yes. And
the three categories.
I believe the highest of all time is Fitzmagic.
Yeah, 48.
Yeah, 48.
Nobody's, no, there was a guy who got 50. The punter, Pat McAnally. He got 50, right?
He had a perfect score, huh?
1975.
Oh, kick ass. Oh, so yep. They've been doing this all the way back then?
Apparently.
Oh, all right.
That's what it says. And then defensive end for the Eagles, Mike Mamula. Remember him?
I do remember Mike Mamula. He was at a Boston college and was not thought of as a first-round prospect. Went to the combine, blew the doors off of it, and ended up being a first-round pick of the Eagles and was a bust.
Some of that could have been that he got a 49 on the Wunderlich.
He got a 49.
49, and he catapulted up to the number 7 overall pick.
Those Boston College kids, man.
So this year, by the way, Lamar Jackson, 13.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
always one quarterback.
Didn't Vince Young get like a 2?
Vince Young got very low. I don't know if it was a 2, but he was low. And then, you know, a lot of people, unfortunately, this has a racial stigma to it. There, you know, for a long time, there was the idea that the black quarterback, right, wasn't intelligent and a low Wunderlich score, and people would point to it and be like, aha! So I think a lot of people have a problem with it, because I don't think these are actually supposed to be released, and yet every year
they
get released.
Vince Young got a 6.
Yeah, it's not good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow. Nate Stanley of Iowa this year got a 40. That's the highest.
He was tops. And by the way, Nate Stanley not going to be a first-round pick despite his number 40.
He is such an Iowa quarterback.
You know? He just fits the mold.
Yeah. I mean, you watch them play, and he's the same as, it's like with Wisconsin.
Yeah. There's always some awkward white kid that can't throw the ball real well.
Why is that?
I don't know. Like, go find yourself another Russell Wilson. It works.
Break the mold. Jake Fromm, second on the list from Georgia. He scored a 35. Joe Burrow, the projected number 1 pick, 34.
That'll sit very well with a lot of people, obviously.
Jake Luton, Oregon State, 29.
By the way, I have seen some Luton love, you know, coming
late
out.
Round.
Yeah, so I've even seen some stuff maybe in the late fourth, early fifth, someone taking a shot on him. But just been listening to some of the different, you know, pundits out there. And when you hear about, you know, say, hey, give me a sleeper, right? People say, hey, give me a quarterback that no one's talking about, late rounds, that you kind of like their skill set. And Luton is getting some love. He's going to get drafted. He'll get a crack somewhere.
Then Jordan Love, Utah State, he got a 27.
Yep.
Justin Herbert, 25.
I'm already hearing I thought Justin Herbert would be better than that. Kid's got a 4.0 in biology. He's plenty smart.
Who said he should be better than that?
Oh, when I saw this on Twitter, because this is where I saw it, was on Twitter, and there were a lot of replies being like, I thought Herbert was the smartest kid. as if this has anything to do with your overall intelligence, for Pete's sakes. The guy, again, he's a 4.0. Actually, I think he has more than a 4.0. I think it's higher than that in biology. Herbert is one of the smartest kids to ever come out of that program.
Anthony Gordon, 25.
As a Washington State quarterback. I haven't heard a lot about him as far as the draft love. He's just...
He's probably going to get some love because of Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
You know?
Except from me, even though he had good numbers, I was never overly impressed with Anthony Gordon. I know the numbers were good, but to me, I always thought, and it's that whole system quarterback, I just, when I watched him play, I always wanted... I wanted more. I was never overly impressed.
Jacob Eason, Washington, he scored a 23. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts, Oklahoma, 18. And Tua Tagovailoa, 13.
Yeah. And so now we got into the, not only is injury prone, but he's dumb. And, you know, people trying to drag his name through the mud as if.
Well, it's not great. Not a great score.
No, but again, what did you say Lamar Jackson was?
Lamar Jackson, 13.
And I think Dan Marino had a 13 as well, I read.
My boy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
No kidding.
So if Dan Marino had a 13.
All right, fine. Doesn't mean anything.
No. I mean, I just think that's a, this is a very, it's a very dangerous metric to use as far as grading intelligence. Now, there's something to be said of you have to be able to, handle the information coming your way, and you got to. But I'd be more interested in a guy getting up on a grease board. You can be the dumbest person on the planet and barely read and write, but if you can diagram defenses and you can understand concepts and those things, you don't have to be in. You don't have to be intelligent off the field in order to be successful. You just, there's no such thing as a dumb successful quarterback. It doesn't work. And I can't imagine playing in the Alabama offense. And by the way, he had to play in several offenses because they changed offensive coordinators every freaking year he was there. I don't buy that Tua's dumb. I just think that's going to be one that some people are going to try to draw conclusions to, and they're going to throw shade at the kid. And I don't buy it.
Hey,
by the way, some kids are good test takers and others not so much. I mean, my grades were never outstanding, but I was a good test taker. That doesn't mean that it certainly doesn't mean that I was the world's smartest kid, or that I was, you know, that had anything to do with my ability to understand defenses.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.